With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iran threatens the U.S. as Pakistan says it will host talks between the countries in a bid to broker an end to the war.
A top Iranian official warning the U.S. against any ground invasion as regional diplomats meet in Pakistan in a push to end the war. Pakistan's foreign minister says they will soon host talks between the U.S. and Iran. In the meantime, the bombings and threats continue, with Iran saying it will target American educational facilities in the region unless the U.S. condemns the bombing of two Iranian universities. The American University of Beirut moving classes online. And as 2,500 U.S. Marines arrive in the region, Iran says its forces are waiting to set them on fire and punish their regional partners. I'm Julie Walker.
French authorities say police have stopped a suspected bombing outside a Bank of America building in Paris. An investigation has been opened. Investigators have placed one person in custody. A second suspect got away. The Democrats' new Virginia redistricting map may be in peril.
The plans of Democrats in Virginia to pass a new congressional map faces growing uncertainty ahead of an April special election. Polling shows mixed voter support and strong early turnout in GOP areas.
That's Ken Lorman. The referendum represents a key front in mid-decade redistricting battles, but unpredictable timing and internal Democratic opposition could derail its passage. Microsoft taking over a data center construction project in Texas after OpenAI declined to pursue it. Data center developer Crusoe is working with Microsoft to build two new AI factory buildings and an on-site power plant in Abilene, Texas. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials say they're taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terror attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. Anti-Semitic incidents have also been surging in Europe this month. This is SRN News. There appears to be a change in public perception of social media platforms.
It's too soon to tell if this week's jury decisions will lead to fundamental changes in how social media treats its young users. But the dual verdicts signal a changing tide of public perception against tech companies that is likely to lead to more lawsuits and regulation. For years, they've argued that the harms their platforms cause to children are the unintentional and inevitable consequences of broader societal issues, or bad actors taking advantage of safeguards. These verdicts show public's growing willingness to hold the companies responsible for harms and demand meaningful changes in how they operate. Keith Peters, Washington.
The price of a PlayStation is going up by another $100, the second time in less than a year that Sony has upped the price tag on its popular gaming console. More details at SRNNews.com.